So I didn't know he wrote that song. I didn't know he had that song. And I was trying to put together our posters, and we decided to have that Faith poster. How many seen that poster that we've been putting out? And Brother Mike has been, and Sister Chris, and some of the others, amen, it's Big Al, it's out, they put those posters out, and thank God for that. But it's amazing how God works. We had that, we're featuring Faith, and here, that's the title track on his new CD, Faith. And I was told, I believe Brother Mike told me, this might have been Al, I don't know, Brother Al, I'm not sure, but someone told them, as they were, Word of God is absolutely amazing. And how in the world that, I mean, it's like some people think that God's up in heaven somewhere. You know, and he's wandering around the throne room, and you know, he turns to Jesus and says, you know, I think I might go heal somebody today. What do you think about it?
Yeah.
Jesus said, well, let me ask the Holy Ghost about this.
Yeah.
The Holy Ghost says, well, we did that yesterday, didn't we? Yeah, well, let's go heal somebody today, okay? And you know what I'm saying? Undoubtedly, that's the way people think. I mean, how in the world does anybody ever get saved? By faith. How does anyone ever get healed? By faith. I mean, nothing happens without faith.
Amen.
So I don't understand the way some folks think.
It's impossible.
And that's why that scripture is so important. We've been quoting everywhere. And from Romans chapter 12. Over there somewhere, verse 1 and 2 says, now I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is a reasonable service. And, you know, what does the rest of the scripture say?
Be not conformed.
Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So the Apostle Paul is telling the church that for you, in order for you to be transformed, you've got to change the way you think. You've got to renew your mind. You've got to begin to think like what the Word of God thinks. The Lord gave me a vision years ago, and it was a fantastic vision. And in that vision, it ended up with the Lord letting me understand that we are going to have to think like God thinks. We're going to have to change the way we think. We're going to have to change the way we look at the Word of God. We're going to have to realize that faith is probably the most important issue of the whole Bible in which we need to understand. For instance, I remember quoting this up in Browning, how that a lot of people think that the Word of God says that God has given every man a measure of faith. And that's Romans 12, verse 3. But God has given to every man not a measure of faith, but the measure of faith. So when you go back and you read it, how many knows one word can change the whole meaning of a scripture?
Amen.
So if God gave every man a measure of faith, that means God would give one person a little bit of faith, another person a whole lot of faith, another person, a little measure of faith. But it says that God has dealt every man the measure of faith. In other words, we all have been dealt the same hand. How many of you ever played cards? Been dealt a hand. We have been dealt, every person that is born again has been dealt the same measure of faith. The measure of faith. If you're born again tonight, you have the measure of faith. Now, that's what the Word of God says. So we got to quit thinking like we think and think like the Word says. Every man has been dealt the measure of faith. Now, the Bible says in one place, not all men have faith. But there he's talking about people that's in the world that's not born again. You cannot be born again unless you have faith. You cannot be saved unless God imparts faith to you to believe the gospel. It is impossible for a man to believe unless God imparts faith for you to believe. That's why it says that every man has been dealt the measure of faith. So we all have the same faith. Every one of us that's born again has the same faith. Somebody say faith. So I'm always astounded by people that think that someone that preaches the word of faith is a cult. It's kind of crazy. If it's a cult, then we're all in a cult. The whole Christian church is a cult, then. It's a cult because the Christian church is all based on
faith.
If you have your Bible, turn with me to Romans chapter 1, verse 16. And I'm going to talk to you a little bit about faith and to where we can get to a place where we can get this behind us. And then maybe we can move on into some other things that I know that God wants us to see. Romans chapter 1, verse 16 says, "For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith." That's Romans 1 and verse 17. Now, Romans 10 and 8, the scripture that I put on the poster, says, "But what saith then? The word is nigh thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart. That is the word of faith which we preach." So the Apostle Paul is saying that he preaches the word of faith. And he said, we preach the word of faith, which means that all of them preached the word of faith. Amen. It's the word of faith was preached by the apostles. So I preach the word of faith. The word of faith will save you. The word of faith will heal you. The word of faith will give you deliverance, a miracle. It will bless you. Your faith is what you believe. The Bible says in Mark chapter 16, "These signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover." And you know the rest. But it says, "These signs shall follow them that believe." That word believe means have faith in. These signs shall follow them that have faith, that can believe. The Bible says in another place that it is impossible. And matter of fact, I have it right here. Just go ahead and read it. Hebrews 11 and 6 says, "But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." Everything is based on faith. Everything. When the Spirit of God begins to deal with you, begins to tug at your heart, begins to draw you, God imparts the measure of faith to you in order for you to believe the gospel that is being preached to you. It's the fact. Everything is based on what you believe. Everything. This is why we have all these denominations or organizations. This is why there's all this confusion in the church. Because it's all based on the philosophy of men rather than on the word of faith that is dealt very clearly in the word of God. Every person has been given, that's born again, the measure of faith. Amen? Faith. You're healed through faith. Now, that is a problem with a lot of people. They cannot understand what faith has got to do with being healed. They do think that for some reason or other, they can beg God and plead with God to the point that God is going to feel so sorry for you that he's finally going to heal you. That is not the way that God works. God moves by faith to people that believe him. Amen?
Yes.
Or old me. Amen. All right, turn with me to Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3. Praise the Lord. Amen. Acts chapter 3, if you have your Bibles. And this is the story of how Peter and John went up to the temple to pray. And when they were going into the temple, there was a lame man there that had been in that condition all his life from his mother's womb. All that time he had never walked. And when Peter and John came to him, Peter looked at him and said, "Look on us. Look at us." And the man that was lame turned to Peter as if he was to receive something. And the Bible says, Peter says, silver and gold have we none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ, rise up and walk. The man did not get up. The man still sat there. The Bible says that Peter took him by the hand and pulled him up. And then when he pulled him up, the Bible says his ankle bones gained strength and he began to leap and shout with joy. Now, faith is what healed that man. Faith in the name of Jesus, faith in the power of God is what gave that man the miracle.
Amen.
It wasn't the man's faith.
Amen.
It was Peter's faith. Because the man didn't have a clue who Jesus was. The man didn't have a clue what he was talking about. He thought Peter was going to give him some money. But Peter has something better than money. Peter has something more greater than money. What Peter had was the power of healing through faith in Jesus' name. And when Peter reached down, now listen, if you had been Peter and you had prayed that prayer, and that man just sat there and looked at you like he was a knucklehead, what would you have done? You would have probably said, it didn't work. I prayed in the name of Jesus for that man to get up and walk, and it didn't work. That's what most people would say that had the philosophy of the world. You would say, it didn't work. I prayed, but it didn't work. But see, that didn't stop Peter. Peter looked at him and said, in the name of Jesus Christ, get up. And he looked at him, he just stepped there. What does Peter do? He reaches down and pulls him up. Now that is faith in action. Can you say amen?
Amen.
That's what faith is. Peter's faith, not the man's faith. And when he pulled him up, that's when the miracle happened. That's when faith connected with the power of God and the man was able to walk and leap. Never walked from his mother's womb. Now I have, and I have seen, crippled folks before, and their leg that had never walked, and their legs is about, how many has ever seen someone that had never ever walked? And their legs, because they have no strength, they have no muscle, they've never used them, they're just real. Can you imagine a man that had been that condition all his life, get up and start leaping? That is a miracle from God. But that miracle from God came through the faith of Peter.
Amen.
Yes, it did.
Amen.
Look in verse 16 of that same chapter. I'm not going to read it all. Chapter 3, verse 16. Peter is later telling about this to his people, and preaching to the people. And in verse 16 it says, and his name, talking about Jesus, and his name through faith in his name hath made this man strong, whom you see and know. Yea, the faith which is by him hath given him this perfect soundness in the presence of you all. Now that's what verse 16 says. Now that's what Peter said happened, that with faith in his name had made that man, the crippled man, whole. So we understand, Peter knew about faith. You know why Peter knew about faith? He had seen Jesus operate in the realm of faith for 3.5 years. He knew about faith. He knew Jesus said, Peter, hey guys, look. You see that mountain over there? Yes. I say unto you, if you have faith as a grain of mustard seed, you can speak to that mountain and say, be thou cast into the sea, and it'll obey you. Peter no doubt remembered what Jesus spoke. As astounding as it might seem to you, as astounding as it might seem to me, and as astounding as it might have seemed to Peter and them at that time, when the baptism of the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, there was something transpired in them and gave them faith. That power is actually believing the Word of God. See, folks think it's the power. In other words, that if I just had the power, all I would have to do is lay my hands on someone and that power would come gushing out of my fingers and go into you and all of a sudden you'd be made whole. But that's not the way it works. It works through faith because we've all been dealt the same measure of faith. You have enough faith, if you're born again, to speak to a mountain, and it will move according to the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. According to the Word of God. He has given us all the measure of faith. I have the same measure of faith that Peter had. You have the same measure of faith that Peter had. But what is stopping it from operating the way that it operated with Peter is this thing between your ears. Your brain. Your natural reasoning, which is an enemy to God. The natural mind, the carnal mind, is an enemy to God. It cannot receive the things of God. It cannot know the things of God. But he that is spiritually minded, he has life and peace in his mind. Amen. Why do you think the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus? Allow this mind. Allow the way he thinks. Allow the way he processes information. See, most times we process information according to how we have been taught, or the philosophies of which we have been taught. And our process of our mind, we're thinking, Mama said, Daddy said, my preacher said, the church said, my religion says, CNN says, Fox News says, the president says, the governor says. In other words, it's all about what somebody outside the realm of faith is saying, and that's what influences most of us today. It's what others say that's outside the realm of faith in which you and I need to be in. We need to be in the same faith, amen, and believe in the way Peter believed. They turned the world upside down in their generation through faith. They moved mountains through faith. They knew about faith. Amen. In Hebrews, the Bible says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith is something that happens. It's a substance. This is substance. Amen. This is substance. This is something that's real. Faith is substance. Faith brings something to pass. Faith really makes something happen. It makes something that is not there appear before you. It makes a person that is sick well. It makes a person that is diseased being released from that disease. Amen. Faith, amen, is a substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Faith, amen, is not just hoping for something. Faith is not wishing for something. Faith is not begging God for something. Faith is believing God that his will is for you to prosper and be in health even as your soul prospereth. It's a fact, you cannot be sick and be in health. Can we agree on that point? I mean, we cannot be sick at the same time and be in health. So we know God's will is for us not to be sick. Amen.
Yes.
Come on, choir.
Amen.
Amen. We have to agree with that because we know we cannot be sick and be in health at the same time. Every time you need a miracle, you have to have a crisis. Every time you need healing, you have to be sick. Is that right? I believe, amen, that the abundant life that Jesus promised you and I was a life beyond sickness, beyond disease. As a matter of fact, I believe the born-again Christian should be doing what Jesus said we could do, laying our hands on the sick and seeing them recover, casting the devil out, submitting ourselves to God, resisting the devil and the devil fleeing from us, rather than having to be sick and discouraged and diseased and in a battle with the devil all the time of our life, living in poverty, living in gloom, doom, despair, and agony. We ought to be the children of God that the Bible talks about, anointed of the Holy Spirit, full of the Holy Ghost, come on, anointed of God with the power of God in our lives.
Amen.
Victorious overcomers in a world of darkness.
Amen.
Amen. That's where we need to be. That's where we need to be. That's where we should be. But we got to change our mind. We have been taught to get something for God, you're going to have to come to a level of holiness or a level of righteousness or a level of dedication. In other words, you're going to have to come to a place of superior goodness to anybody else before God is going to release His anointing and heal you or deliver you or prosper you. That is a lie. That is a lie. The only condition for God to do anything for you is faith. The only condition, the only way you can be made righteous is through faith. The only way you can be saved is through faith. Your holiness, your righteousness is nothing but filthy rags. There is nothing you can do to get to the approval of God for Him to move for you other than obedience and receiving and believing in the blood atonement of Jesus Christ, that His righteousness, amen, is sufficient for you to come boldly to the throne of grace and make your request known to God, and that's when things happen. That is faith.
Amen.
Amen. It doesn't happen any other way. Sometimes we think if we give a lot of money, preachers will say, well, give me $1,000 and God will heal you. That's a lie.
I've seen preachers like that.
Amen. Give me this and God is going to do this for you. That's bargaining with God. God is not someone that you can bargain with. God is simply looking for somebody to believe Him, to take Him at His word.
Amen.
That's the truth. By faith. Everything operates by faith. Abraham, the father of faith, amen, was made righteous because he believed God. And that was the only way that he became righteous, amen. It's because he believed God. You are made righteous because you believe God. You're saved because you believe in salvation. You're healed because you believe in healing. Amen. I have known so many Christians that live holy and godly lives. Now don't get me wrong. I believe in living holy. You guys know that. But my righteousness, my walk before the Lord is not what is bringing me into a place that God is going to hear me. He hears me whether I'm walking the walk that I'm walking anyway. He's looking for faith. When I pray the prayer of faith, amen, it's not because I am in a most holy position with God than anybody else. It's simply because I believe that when I pray, when I lay my hands on someone, they're going to be delivered or they're going to be healed.
Amen.
That's it. I know it's difficult for a lot of people to believe because we have gotten so religious in this generation. It's beyond anything I've ever seen. But you cannot get to a place in your own righteousness that will ever be pleasing to God. Never. If you could come to that place of holiness in your own walk before the Lord, and righteousness before the only walk for the Lord, if you could come to that place, there would have been no need for Jesus to ever come.
Amen.
He would be a man that died in vain. If you and I could come to a level of holiness and righteousness to be pleasing to God, Jesus died in vain. He died to make you righteous. He died to make you holy. He died to put you in right standing with God. You have been, amen, been reconciled to God by faith through Christ. And there's no other way to be reconciled with God or to be joined back into the Lord. He that is joined to the Lord is one spirit with the Lord. You became one spirit with the Lord the second that you were born again, and most of you still have sin in your lives. And every person in here has still got sin in your lives. Amen. To know what to do good, do it to not, to him and sin. All unrighteousness is sin. Whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Amen. And I could go on and on and on and on. It doesn't mean that we intend to walk in sin, that is our desire to be a sinner. No, no. Those are not our intentions. That's not what we're here to do. We're here to glorify Jesus. We're here to reveal Christ to a lost and dying world. We're here to walk holy and godly in this present world, because that's what the grace of God teaches us. But because we do not do those things to get in a position with God to move for us. We do those things because that's our duty. And serving God is to live a separated, holy life to God. But faith, according to Hebrews 11 and 2, said, for by it the elders obtained a good report. In other words, all the people in the Old Testament obtained a good report for one reason only, and that was by faith. Amen. How many believes that David was a holy man of God? But he was a liar, an adulterer, and a murderer. Amen. Most of you guys wouldn't have nothing to do with the guy.
Amen.
He wouldn't be welcome in most fellowships in a lot of the churches around here. Out there with Bathsheba, sending her husband out, having him killed where he could have Bathsheba. Or dirty dog. But he was a man after God's own heart.
Because he repented in Jesus' name.
It wasn't because of his failures or because of his goodness. It was simply because he was a man that had a heart toward God. He loved God. Matter of fact, the Bible says he loved God with all of his heart. But he was in the flesh. He was a blood, bone, man, amen, that had a curse within him. It is the curse of sin from the time of Adam. But you and I that have been born again, we are no longer under the curse. We are no longer under death. We have been redeemed. Hallelujah. Praise God. And the Lord, amen, has given us we're a new creation in God, a new creature in Christ Jesus. We've been born again, and now we are the righteousness of God, and the Lord has put his spirit within us, amen, to be a blessing to others. But it's going to be operated by faith, and it's not going to happen at all. It is not some kind of power that God just dumps on you and all of a sudden it works because of a power. It operates because of faith. I'm not saying you don't have the power. You have the power. You have the same faith. If we have the same faith that the Bible is talking about, and we do, then Jesus said the faith of a grain of mustard seed would move a mountain. If we've all been given the same measure of faith, we've already read where Peter, amen, picked a man up. We could read all kinds of things in here, what the apostles did, the early church did, the miracles, the signs, and the wonders that was wrought. But it was all because faith in the name of Jesus, amen, and in the blood of Jesus, and that God had made them the righteousness of God, and they were reconciled back to God, and there was no condemnation in their hearts. See, most of you are living in condemnation.
Amen.
Always walking in condemnation because you made a mistake. Amen. You fussed somebody out. You got mad at somebody. You said a bad word. How many of you ever said a bad word? Oh my Lord. Y'all aren't supposed to be doing that. But some people say bad words. And sometimes when you say a bad word, you say, oh God, I failed you. Oh Lord. What am I going to do now? And then you feel so much condemnation. I'm not worthy to go pray for nobody. I'm not worthy to go back to church. I'm not worthy to sing. I'm not worthy.
Yeah.
You're under condemnation. Don't you realize God knew every mistake you would ever make, every sin you'd ever commit before he ever called you? But he called you anyway. Why did he call you? Because, amen, he was not looking where you're at now. He's looking, praise God, where you're going to be, praise the Lord. He's looking you, amen, praise the Lord. He's not looking at your faults. He's not looking at your disappointments. He's not looking at your faithlessness. He's looking, amen, at your spirit that is born again, that is in the image of Jesus. That's one spirit with the Lord, praise God. He's looking at the inner man, praise the Lord. That's what God is looking at. And he said to you and I, change the way you're thinking. Amen. Cast down imaginations. Cast down reasonings. Cast down, amen, the things that's exalting itself against every good thing of God. Exalting itself against the knowledge of God and Christ. Cast down your thoughts and imagination. Get in tune with the Word of God.
Man.
That's when you begin to change, amen, the atmosphere in your own life. If we're going to be transformed, or if we can't be transformed by the renewing of our mind, what are we going to be transformed into? He wrote that in Romans to the church that was already born again, that already had the Spirit of God, that already was baptized with the Holy Spirit. When he said, you've got to offer up your body a living sacrifice. He wasn't excluding a holy walk. He was including that. But then he also said, you can be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Why was he telling born-again, Holy Ghost-filled Christian to renew their mind, to be transformed? He was telling them because they were not walking in the image of Jesus. And he was telling them, listen, you can walk like Jesus walked. You can talk like Jesus. You can do the works of the God. You can do the works of the Lord. Jesus said, the works that I do shall you do greater. Amen. Works of these, for I go unto my Father. Praise the Lord. So what he was saying, you can transform yourself. That word transform means a total change, a metamorphosis, a total change. But he was saying, that's something you got to do. That's something I got to do. And the only way I can transform myself is to read the Word of God and see what the Word of God says about me. Amen. And what it says about you. Praise the Lord. And it says that I am born again. Amen. It says I have Jesus Christ living in me, except I'm a reprobate. Praise the Lord. Jesus Christ is living in me. God does not live in temples made with man's hands. He's not way off in the universe somewhere. He's in his people. He's right here in you. You are the temple of the Holy Spirit. God's Spirit dwells in you by faith. Amen. It's all by faith. Amen.
Amen.
So if it's impossible to please God without faith, why would anyone be against faith? And why in the world would anyone think anything's going to happen if somebody doesn't believe it? God has got a great call in the world today. God is speaking to people. I'm telling you, there is a move of God going on in this world. Amen. And I believe we're all a part of this great move of God. But it's about finding who you are in Christ. It's about finding who you are in God and what God's real purpose for you are in this generation. Amen. How many would like to know what your purpose is? I know what your purpose is. If you're born again, I know exactly what your purpose is. Your purpose is to be conformed into the image of the Son of God. For God has predestinated a people for such a thing, to be conformed to His very image. Amen. So when I read about, amen, renewing my mind, changing my mind, amen, and coming to a place of transforming myself, that means I don't have to be Brother Hayes no more. I don't have to be Philip Hayes no more. I can come to a place where it's Christ, amen, living in me. It's not I that liveth, like Paul said, but Christ living in me. Praise God. I want to manifest the Lord Jesus Christ in my mortal flesh while I'm here on this earth. Amen. So all the time that I've got too much of me in the way, I've got less of Christ. Praise God. But the more I crucify my flesh and my will and my desire and what I think is right. Amen. And put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. Then I'm beginning to come to where I can reveal Jesus to a lost and a dying world. I can reveal Christ. Amen. To people that need to see the Lord today. The Bible says your written epistles read of all men. So if you're an open letter to all the world, you're an open book. Your life is an open book. I had a woman tell me one time, said, I don't want to be a glass house. And what she was saying is, I don't want anybody looking at me. And I said, well, you better get out of the church. You better get unsaved or something. Because people are watching the church. They're watching the children of God. They're watching people that say they're religious. You know what they're watching? They're not really so much watching to condemn. They're watching, amen, trying to see Jesus. They need Jesus. They're looking for Christ. They're looking for people that are real. They're looking for faith. Somebody that can believe. Somebody that's real. Amen. Hebrews 11 is filled all the way through about faith. By faith is mentioned, I believe, I'll go wrote down 17 times by faith. Four times, I think, through faith. 17 times we read in the Hebrews book 11 how that the elders obtained a good report with it. They stopped the mouths of lions. They did all kinds of things. They, Noah, amen, prepared an ark, amen, because of faith. By faith, Abraham, he went out of a place, amen, to where he didn't even know where he was going. He went by faith, amen. And through faith, Sarah, amen, received strength to conceive seed when she was delivered of a child way past her age, amen. By faith, amen. All these, amen, Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and Joseph and Moses, all the men and women of God that you read about, all the things that they did, all the things they accomplished, amen, all the healings and the miracles and the things that happened was all by faith. They believed God. And because they believed God, they were the overcomers, praise the Lord, that we find in the Old Testament, amen, as amen. And what the Old Testament said unto us, amen, this is the way I want you to be. Amen. This is the way they did it. This is the way they did the things they were doing. It was all by faith. And Then we read on down through the verse 39 of that chapter 11. Says, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect. And verse 1 of chapter 12 says, wherefore seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses.
Amen.
All of those in chapter 11, all of those men and women of the Old Testament, amen, that did all the things that they did, amen, they are witnesses. They are witnesses of us, amen. You know what I think they're saying? Amen. If I could go into the spirit realm, amen, I'm thinking they're looking at this generation today and saying, where is the faith that we had? Where are the men and the women of faith, amen, like we were? Where are the men and women of faith, amen, amen, in the New Testament? Where are the men like Peter and Paul and James and John? Where are the women like Sarah and different ones in the Bible? Where are the men and women of faith today? Even Jesus said in the book of Luke, I believe it's chapter 18, verse 8 or somewhere like that, but anyway, it says, amen, shall I find faith on the earth? When the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? You know, that's a penetrating question, praise God. Even Jesus was questioning, amen, if when he did come back to this old world, would he find anybody that had faith that would really believe, amen, the word of God and the report of the holy apostles of old and the report of the people of faith in Hebrews 11, Jesus questioning, amen, shall I find faith? Amen. You need to make up your mind tonight that Jesus is going to find some faith in you. Amen. We need, amen, be people of faith. Amen. Amen. God wants us, amen, to be like the apostles of old. He wants the people in this last day, amen, to get turning the world upside down again. But it cannot happen except we operate in the realm of faith that God has already deposited in you. It's already there. There is a gift of faith. But then there's the measure of faith that God has already imparted to every born-again person. It's there in you. It's there. And that's the most difficult thing for people to believe. They can believe all kinds of stuff. They can believe that God actually rained down manna from heaven twice a day. They say they believe that. They say they believe that Jesus actually fed the multitude with a couple of fishes and a loaf of bread or something. More than once. They say they believe it. They say they believe that Jesus walked on the water. They say they believe that Jesus did these works. They say they believe that Peter did these works, that Paul did these works. They say they believe, amen, all these things that I've talked about tonight. They say they believe it. But yet they walk every day in worry and fear and doubt and uncertainty. Those are the fruits of unbelief and not the fruit of faith. When we walk in fear of what's coming upon this earth, when we walk in doubt and we wonder, how are we going to be fed? How are we going to be clothed? How are we going to eat? If the economy of the world crashes tomorrow, how are we going to survive? What am I going to do, amen, if I don't get my check, my food stamps? My job's gone. How will I live? What am I going to do? This is in the minds of countless millions of Christians that are supposed to believe that God fed them with manna from heaven. And that Jesus multiplied the fishes and the loaves. And that the Word of God said, He shall supply all of our need through His riches and glory. We say we believe the Bible. Well, why do we operate in fear? Why are we operating in uncertainty? Why do we worry about the economy? Why are we worried about what's going on in the world? You know what we need to be worried? If we're going to worry about anything, we need to worry about where we are with God. Amen. We need to worry about where's our faith.
Amen.
We need to worry about why do we worry?
Amen.
When the Lord spoke to me a few years ago, he said, when you worry, you commit sin.
Amen. That's right.
But he said, when you worry, you're worrying about tomorrow. You're saying that I'm not God enough to take care of tomorrow.
Amen. Right.
Take no thought of tomorrow what you might eat or what you might wear. And when you take a thought and you worry about everything, he said, hey, I fed you yesterday. I took care of you yesterday.
Amen.
I took care of you today. And you're worried about tomorrow. I'm the same. I'm the God of yesterday. And I'm the God of today. And I'm the God of tomorrow. What I did yesterday, I'll do today. See, our level of faith, amen, has come to a level so far We have the measure in our minds. We don't believe anymore like we should. And we've let the news media, we've let Hollywood. Yes, we have. We've let the news media, we've let Hollywood, we've let the internet teach our young children.
Amen.
About all kinds of satanic things in operation today. Amen. We fed their minds, we flooded their minds, their souls with trash and junk.
Amen.
And we fed ourselves with the same stuff.
Amen.
Christians sitting watching R-rated movies filled with all kind of lust and evil.
Amen.
And all kind of perversion, filthy language. And we wonder why we say a bad word sometime. Because you digest it, you eat it, you drink it into your spirit. It's there.
Amen.
We did it. We put it in ourselves. And we wonder why. Why do we say that? Why do we have fear? Why do we have doubt? Because, amen, we're tuned in to what CNN says. We're tuned in to Fox News and all them motor mouths they have on there. That's always crying out, ain't nothing going to work.
Yeah, right.
I say turn them all off.
Amen.
Turn on to Jesus. If you want to turn on to something, turn Jesus on.
Amen.
Turn faith on. Turn the power of God on. Turn grace on.
Amen.
Amen. Turn Jesus on, praise God.
Amen.
We're corrupting our own selves. We're our own worst enemy. Mm-hmm. I mean, people in America, Christians, I'm just talking about Christians. Now, Christians in America so worried about a communist takeover or whatever. I mean, you need to be worried about the takeover that's going on in your spirit.
Amen.
In your soul.
Amen.
In your mind.
Amen.
In your home. In your life.
God, amen. Jesus.
That's where the defeat is coming from. Amen. That's where faith has been lowered down and faith has been pushed down. Because our minds have become a garbage dump. Yes, we have. We've come a place, amen. We might get some hat looks like a garbage lid. Just, can we get some of those hats made? Looks like a garbage lid. Let everybody that's a carnal-minded Christian wear one. Well, that's what they look like to me. They look like a garbage dump. Because we, turn to somebody and say, I know I'm the problem. It's the truth.
Oh, God.
If they operated by faith. Listen, Acts 26:18 says we're sanctified by faith. Romans 3:22 says our righteousness is by faith. Romans 3:28 says we are justified by faith. Amen. Ephesians 2:8 says we are saved by grace through faith. Can you say amen?
Amen.
2 Corinthians 5:7 says we walk by faith and not by sight. Amen. 2 Corinthians 1:24, we stand by faith. Amen. Ephesians 3:17, Christ, amen, dwells in our hearts by faith. Amen. These signs shall follow them that have faith. We've got to believe. We've got to reverse the way that we're thinking about faith. Amen. If I sit here and I give you the word of God and I prove to you, amen, that everything happened through faith. Amen. They were conquerors through faith. Amen. Amen. It was not the lame man's faith, but it was Peter's faith. Amen. That reached down and picked that man up, and that man's ankle bone gained strength because of the faith of Peter, and Peter testified of that fact that it was not just the power, it was faith in the name of Jesus that made that man whole. Then we are, amen, in a situation here in the end time, we've got to realize, amen, if we all have the same measure of faith and we're not operating, amen, the way Peter and James and John and Paul, amen, and the heroes of Hebrews 11, if we're not walking in that realm, it is because our minds, amen, is against, we have accepted a philosophy, amen, that differs and is contrary to the Word of God. Period. We've accepted a philosophy outside the realm of faith. And we're corrupting ourselves with fear and doubt and unbelief through media. Amen. That is totally antichrist. If you don't think Hollywood's antichrist, you really got a problem.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Well, I just watch good shows. There ain't no good shows.
Amen. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
There ain't no good shows.
That's right.
I've seen some Christian shows that wasn't good shows.
Amen.
I have seen one or two. That was pretty good. But on the whole, I wouldn't go searching through a garbage dump to try to find one.
Amen.
Lord, I've seen this going over like a lead balloon.
Praise God.
But I'm going to tell you folks something. You have faith. If you're born again, the word of God is true. And I'm going to stand here and make every man a liar, including you and me. God said we have been dealt the measure of faith. Every born-again Christian have been dealt the measure of faith. Philemon says that we have every good thing in us by Christ Jesus. Every good thing that comes from God has already been deposited in us. And if we would acknowledge that, it would activate our faith. Philemon 1 and 3. Somebody turn to it. It's in the Bible. I know it is. I know it's there. Philemon 1 and 6. One of my favorites. And I'll probably read it every night. I may not, never morning. Philemon 1 and 6. It's in there. It's in the Bible. That the communication of thy faith may become effectual, that your faith might work. Something that's effectual means that it works. How many can agree with that? That word effectual means that it works. That your faith may work. That your faith may become effectual. By the acknowledging, by the accepting, by the believing something. Accepting of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. Amen. Not that I'm going to attain it. I cannot attain unto righteousness. I cannot attain unto godliness. I receive it. I accept it because that's what the Word says. I cannot attain unto another level of faith, although there is a gift of faith. I cannot attain unto it. I need only to acknowledge that every good thing is in me. Every good thing. Every good and perfect gift comes from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness or turning of shadow. He is pure truth, pure light. Every good thing comes from God. Every bad thing comes from the devil. Yeah. Amen?
Amen?
Every good thing comes from God. So if every good thing comes from God, and the Bible says every good thing is in you, when you accept that, when you acknowledge that, it activates your faith. Because now it's not your righteousness, it's not your holiness, it's not anything you do. You're just believing what is already in you, and that will activate your faith. You're not coming to a level of anything, you're just believing what the Word says. And when you acknowledge it, when you believe it, when you accept it, it activates your faith. That makes good sense to me. How many believe that Paul and him had good sense? Amen. So what you and I need to be doing in this generation is renewing our mind.
Amen.
To what the Word says. Not renewing our mind to what Brother Hayes says. Not renewing our mind to what the TV evangelist says. Not renewing our mind to what the Catholic Church says or the church world says. Renewing our mind what thus saith the Word of God is.
Amen.
And we renew that by simply believing what the Word of God has said about me and about you, that we are the righteous of God. We have access to the throne by faith, not by our own works, not by our own holiness, not by your own righteousness, but by faith. By faith. How many believes that when you're born again, you're covered with the blood of Jesus? You're covered in the blood. Amen. And just as truly as in the days in Egypt, when the death angel come that night, when they put the blood of a lamb, a firstling that was slain, on the doorpost of their house, and the death angel come, it would pass it by.
Amen. Praise God.
Just as surely as he passed by that night, he will pass by every born-again Christian.
Hallelujah.
The blood applied to their heart.
The blood over the
door. I don't know about you. I'm not trying to go
praise
to heaven.
God.
I'm going to heaven.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm not trying to get saved. I'm saved tonight, praise
God.
Amen. I don't live the life I live to be saved. I live what I live because I am saved. And I want to please the Lord, and I don't want to disobey God, and I want to be the thing that are pleasing to Him. Amen. That's why I live the life that I live. That's why I'm not going to put a bunch of junk in my spirit. Amen. I think it was David that said, I will set no evil thing before me. Amen. Amen. I don't want to stand there, amen, and drink up and digest. Amen. How many know you are what you eat?
Amen.
Amen. Jesus said you have to eat my flesh and drink my blood, amen, or you have no life in you. Praise God. The Lord. He was that living bread that come down from heaven. If a man eat thereof, he would never die.
Amen.
Praise God. If you're going to eat something, eat Jesus, the Word of, amen, God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was made flesh. Hallelujah. Amen. He's talking about eating the Word. When you partake of the Word, the more the Word you put in it, amen, the more, amen, you're going to be able to activate, amen, the faith God has already put in you. And you can boldly walk up to somebody in faith, in the name of Jesus, amen, and do something for God. How many of you know and realize, you got to know this, that there are people hurting everywhere.
Amen.
In this town, in this state, in this nation, and all over the world. The world, amen, is in chaos today. It is reeling, it is rocking, it is in turmoil. Amen. Things are not working for the people in the world. Amen. Things are beginning to crumble around. Nations, amen, are on the verge of bankruptcy. Amen. I think there's a city, was it Chicago or Detroit? Detroit, I believe, just filed for bankruptcy. Los Angeles has been bankrupt for years. There are big cities that they've been operating under bankruptcy for years. They don't got no money. Everything is on the verge of collapse. And you just don't realize. Everything is on the verge of collapse. And I'm not trying to paint you a bad picture. I'm just telling you the realities of what's happening in the world. The world is falling apart. The whole creation is groaning and travailing, waiting for the manifestation of the sons of God. That's you and I, amen. That we can manifest Jesus to a lost and dying world.
Amen.
The world is looking, amen, for the manifestation of the sons of God. Praise God. Jesus is about to be revealed from heaven. He's coming back for a church, amen, just like He left on the day of Pentecost, full of the Holy Ghost, full of faith, full of the power of God. He's not coming back for backslid, confused. Come on.
Amen.
A church, amen, in bewilderment and in fear, that's hiding in a corner somewhere, shaking, amen, worried about what the world's doing.
Amen.
No, He's coming back for a people of faith, amen. And you know what? He is so kind to us and so good to us. How many knows He's a good God?
Amen.
Amen. And I'm telling you, He is so good. You know what He did? He put everything we needed inside of our spirit when we were born again.
Amen. Amen.
He put faith in us. He put love in us. We've not received the spirit of fear, but of power and love and a sound mind. Amen. He actually gave you might not act it all the time, but He gave you a sound mind.
Amen.
He loves you. Amen. He's not mad at you. When you make a mistake, He's not mad at you. He's not upset with you because you said the bad word. He's not up there saying, did you hear what He said, Jesus? What? He said that? What are you going to do? I think I'll take my lightning bolt and smack Him a good one. God is not mad at you because you said a bad word. Boy, look at y'all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Man, praise God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's not.
There's hope.
He's already provided.
More than hope.
Come on. He's already provided everything that you'll need,
yep,
through the blood of Jesus Christ. He is just to forgive. We have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ,
amen,
the righteous.
Hallelujah.
When we make a mistake, Lord, amen, I'm sorry, amen.
Hallelujah.
He's not mad because you made a mistake. He's not mad because you, amen, stumbled, amen, and might have committed a sin. He's still not mad at you. He loves you more than you love your own children.
Amen.
If your child makes a mistake after you slapped him around 4 or 5 times, would you think you're going to kick it rear end, amen? Now they don't have nothing to eat for a month? You're not going to do that. If you being evil give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give good things to them?
Amen.
Amen. You might have got upset at your child because your child said a bad word.
Amen.
You might have a little talk with that child. If he said a bad word, he probably heard it somewhere. Might have heard it from you.
Yeah.
Just as surely you could forgive that child, God has forgiven you. Listen, God's not mad with you. God's not angry with you. God's not upset with you. God's not up in heaven ready to strike you dead with a lightning bolt. His grace has been extended to this generation.
Amen.
The angel announced peace on earth, goodwill.
Amen.
Toward
thank
men.
God. Hallelujah.
Amen. When Jesus came, peace on earth, hallelujah, goodwill toward men. You know what? Man has been in turmoil ever since. There's been wars. There's been rumors of wars. There have been infightings. There have been all kinds of wars. What peace was it that an angel was talking about?
Amen.
Peace.
Amen. Pray the peace of Jesus.
It was peace that God was giving man. Amen. Through Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Peace on earth. Goodwill toward men from God. I'm sending you the way, the truth, and the life. I'm preparing the blood atonement, a sacrifice for your sins. And not only yours, but for the sins of the whole world. You can read it in the Bible. Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. Every man, woman, boy, and girl. Oh, this is going to floor you, I know. Every man, woman, boy, and girl that has been born and is being born and will be born, their sins are already been forgiven.
Amen. 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 You made provision.
That's right. Their sins have already been forgiven them. So, Brother Hay, don't you believe in people going to hell? Oh, hell is going to be in. It's enlarged itself. Why? Jesus died for the sins of the whole world. Same reason that your faith is not working. You're not acknowledging.
Accepting it.
They have to hear the gospel. They have to believe the gospel. Once they believe, it's a done deal.
Amen.
That ignites it. That is it. Amen. You're saved by grace. His grace, praise God, through the blood of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Can't you just see the goodness of God?
Yep.
His will is for you to be healed. His will is for you to be delivered. His will is for you to prosper. He's provided, amen, a way for you. Your every need has already been provided for through His riches and glory. He's already foreseen, amen, everything you're going to go through, every trial you're going to be tested with. He's already provided a way of escape for you.
Amen.
He's a good God.
Amen.
You can trust Him.
Yes. Amen.
You can trust Him.
Amen.
If you know His will, you can prophesy His will.
Amen.
When you know His will, you can lay hands on the sick and they'll recover because you know it's God's will for them to be healed. And it's operating in that realm of faith. That's what God is calling His people to do. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Amen. How many would like to have that faith operating in them the way it did in Peter, James, and John?
Amen. Praise God.
May I ask what purpose? Would it be for the purpose to show how much you got, or would it be the purpose to help somebody along life's journey? People are hurting. I'm encouraging every people everywhere that I go to rise to the occasion of this hour. To quit their infighting and their fussing, and their belly aching, and their griping and moaning, complaining, belly aching, and get back to the Word of God. Christians have no reason to walk around with a long face. Christians have no reason,
amen,
to walk out around all gloomy and doomy. Christians have a right to lift up their head because they are that peculiar nation, that royal priesthood, that overcomers that God has called. So, Splendid, you want to come to the piano? Hallelujah. I feel faith.
Praise God.
I've got faith. Has anybody here got some faith?
Amen.
2, 3. Faith. Faith to do what? To do that which is necessary. To extend the will of God in every person's life. They might be blessed, healed, delivered, on fire for God. If you need prayer tonight for anything, I'm going to give you a little moment of time here. Let's just close our eyes a moment. I want you to consider what we talked about tonight. And I would suspect that each of us would raise our hands to the Lord and say, Lord, help mine unbelief. Help me, Lord, that I might be able to operate in a realm of faith that would be a blessing and a help to people. My children need healing. My friends need healing. Lord, help me, God, to be a witness for you in these last days. Help my unbelief, Lord. I believe, but Lord, there's something missing there. Help me to connect with the Word of God. Help me to believe what the Word has said about me, who I am, that truly greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Lord, help me to believe that. Help me to believe, Lord, if I submit myself to you, and if I would just resist the devil, he would run from me. Help me to believe your word, Lord. Lord, help me to believe that you have already deposited within me every good thing in Christ Jesus. Help me to acknowledge it, Lord, that I might activate my faith. Help me, Lord, to take these words as spoken, Lord. Hide it in my heart. Help me, Lord, to let that word cultivate my mind. Help me to bring every thought under captivity of Christ. Help me to cast down imagination and reasonings that are not of God. Lord, I need your help tonight. Come on, saints. Yeah. Lord, I need your help tonight.
Amen.
Lord, I want to renew my mind. I want to transform myself into what I am, into what you want me to be. Lord, I want to change my mind. I want you to help me, Lord. Help me tonight, Father. Help me tonight, Lord. In Jesus' name, help me tonight to have faith. Praise God. If you need prayer, praise the Lord. Hallelujah.